This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. I have to say it's very awkward to stand here. I'm just used to standing in front of, you know, with a podium, and I just don't like having my back towards people, so I apologize to those who are seeing my back right now. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulihil kareem. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقده من لساني يفقه قولي اللهم اهد قلبي وسدد لساني واسلل سخيمه قلبي امين يا رب العالمين. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, alif lam ra, kitabun anzalnahu ilayka litukhrijan an-nasa min adh-dhulumati ila an-nur. This is a book which we have revealed to you, O Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Why? So that you bring people out of darkness into light. بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهِمْ, by the permission of their Lord. إِلَى صِرَاطِ الْعَزِيزِ الْحَمِيدِ, towards the path of the one who is mighty and praiseworthy. First of all, we see in this ayah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that He is the one who has revealed this book. And I want you to think about this, that the Quran is the revelation, it is the word, it is the speech of the creator, the owner of this universe. And this is the reason why the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes it as, huwa khayrun mimma yajma'un, it is better than all that people gather. Because everything that people accumulate, whether it is dollars or gold or property or whatever it may be, anything that people accumulate, it is from this world. And the Quran, the speech of Allah, is literally from out of this world. Because everything we see is the creation of Allah. But the Quran is actually the word of Allah. It is the speech of Allah. And in this ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us about the purpose of the revelation of the Quran, which is لِتُخْرِجَ النَّاسَ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. You bring people out of darkness into light. The fact is that all of us experience darkness in our lives. And this darkness could be of different kinds. It could be the darkness of despair. It could be the darkness of sadness. It could be the darkness of confusion, of doubts, of ignorance, not knowing what is right, what is wrong. And the Quran constantly brings people out of darkness. It brings us hope when we're feeling despair. It brings us delight and joy when we're feeling sad. It brings us clarity when we find ourselves in confusion. لِتُخْرِجَ النَّاسَ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. This Friday, we experienced a lot of darkness, a lot of pain, a lot of fear, perhaps even anger. And when we read the Quran, when we reflect upon certain verses, we see how the Quran literally becomes a way out of darkness into light. It converts despair into hope. It converts fear into confidence. We see, for example, a set of verses in Surah Ali Imran. Remember that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he was in Medina, him and his companions, when they went for the Battle of Uhud, they suffered heavy losses, a heavy loss of life. We learn that 70 companions were martyred at the Battle of Uhud. And these companions were not ordinary men. There were amongst them people who were very close to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. People like his uncle Hamza radiallahu anhu. There were so many people, men who had memorized the Quran, who were close to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And imagine, in one day, they're gone. They were killed. And this was very painful, something very difficult for the people of Medina, because these people were fathers, there were uncles, there were brothers, there were friends, there were companions. And this loss of life was very difficult for the Muslims. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed verses in Surah Ali Imran, which I would like you all to listen to with me.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم هذا بيان للناس وهدى وموعظة للمتقين.
This is a message, a clarification, and it is also an advice, an admonition, meaning the Quran is for the people who believe.
ولا تهنوا ولا تحزنوا وأنتم الأعلون إن كنتم مؤمنين.
Do not grieve and do not be sad, and you will have the upper hand as long as you're believers.
إِن يَمْسَسْكُمْ قَرْحٌ فَقَدْ مَسَّ الْقَوْمَ قَرْحٌ مِثْلُهُ وَتِلْكَ الْأَيَّامُ نُدَاوِلُهَا بَيْنَ النَّاسِ وَلِيَعْلَمَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَيَتَّخِذَ مِنْكُمْ شُهَدَاءَ وَاللَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الظَّالِمِينَ.
If you have suffered from an injury, from a wound, from a loss, then other people have also experienced injuries and wounds. And these are days which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala substitutes between people. One day, one person suffers, another day, someone else suffers.
وَلِيُمَحِّصَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَلِيُمَحِّصَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَيَمْحَقَ الْكَافِرِينَ.
And this loss happened, why? So that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take amongst you some martyrs. The people who have died, they have their blood has not gone to waste. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken them as martyrs. And through this trial, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will purify you. He will cleanse you. He will strengthen your faith.
أَمْ حَسِبْتُمْ أَن تَدْخُلُوا الْجَنَّةِ وَلَمَّا يَعْلَمِ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا مِنْكُمْ وَيَعْلَمَ الصَّابِرِينَ.
Or did you think that entering Jannah was that easy? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to test us. He is going to see who is going to be patient and who is not. So we see in these verses how everything was put in perspective. A very difficult time, a very difficult experience. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed verses which brought people out of darkness into light. So the thing is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed the Quran for us, for our benefit. The question then is, what are we supposed to do in order to derive this benefit from the Quran so that every time we fall into any kind of darkness, the Quran brings us out of that darkness? I'm going to talk about 5 rights of the Quran. And I want you to think about yourself. And I want you to think about your personal relationship with the Quran. Because if we give the rights of the Quran, then and only then can we truly benefit from the Quran. Only then will the Quran bring us out of darkness into light. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran that فَمَنِ اتَّبَعَ هُدَايَ فَلَا يَضِلُّ وَلَا يَشْقَى. The person who follows my guidance, then this person will not go astray, nor will they suffer. And Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu said that the person who follows the Quran, then لا يضلوا, meaning في الدنيا, in this world, they will not go astray. ولا يشقى, they will not suffer, meaning in the hereafter. So what are the 5 rights of the Quran that we need to give to ensure that we derive benefit from the Quran? The first right of the Quran is حق التلاوة, the right of recitation, that we recite the Quran. We recite the Quran for the purpose of earning reward. We recite the Quran for the purpose of healing. We recite the Quran for the purpose of barakah. We recite the Quran to chase shaitan away. The Quran deserves that we recite it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran that الَّذِينَ آتَيْنَاهُمُ الْكِتَابَ يَتْلُونَهُ حَقَّ تِلَاوَتِهِ, that the people to whom we have given the book, they recite it as it should be recited. أُولَٰئِكَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِهِ, and it is those people who truly believe in the Quran. So the fact is that part of our believing in the Quran is that we also recite it. And it doesn't mean that we have to recite it perfectly in the sense that we have to be masters of tajweed, of Quran recitation. We recite it even if we have to struggle a great deal. We recite it when we're home. We recite it as we're traveling, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to do. Secondly, the Quran deserves that we memorize it. حق الحفظ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran that بَلْ هُوَ آيَاتٌ بَيِّنَاتٌ فِي صُدُورِ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمِ, that the Quran is verses which are preserved within the chests of those who have been given knowledge. So it is a sign of a person being knowledgeable that they have Quran in their chest, meaning they have memorized it. And it doesn't mean that you have to memorize all of it. If you memorize all of it, that is excellent. But even if you memorize portions of it, that is also important. We learn in a hadith, in a narration, that if the Quran was put in a skin and that skin was thrown in the fire, it would not burn. And the ulama interpreted this saying that the skin, what is meant by the skin, is the human being. Meaning if a person memorizes the Quran and they have it in their heart, and they recite it as they should, and they follow it as they should, then inshallah, this will be a source of protection for them from the punishment of hell. The third right of the Quran is حق التدبر, the right of contemplation, of reflection, that we reflect upon the meaning of the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran, أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ أَمْ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبٍ أَقْفَالُهَا. Will these people not reflect upon the Quran, or are their hearts locked up? Meaning, what is wrong with them if they do not reflect upon the Quran? Hassan al-Basri said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the Quran so that it is reflected upon. But people have taken its recitation as its action. Meaning they think that if they just recite it, they're doing enough. The recitation of the Quran is excellent. But a person can only truly benefit from the Quran when they reflect upon it, when they understand its meaning. And there's two steps of reflection, of tadabbur. The first step is that a person studies the meaning. What is that what is this ayah even saying? What is the message of this verse? What does this verse mean? And the second step of tadabbur is that a person relates that verse with their personal life, with their personal situation. When you look at yourself in the light of that verse, looking at yourself, analyzing yourself, that what do I need to change within myself? What is it that I need to do? What is it that I need to leave? حق التدبر. We need to reflect upon the Quran also. Then the fourth right of the Quran is حق العمل, that we also follow it. We also act upon it. We don't just recite, memorize, learn its meaning, but we also follow it. We also act upon it. You know, there's a hadith in which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us about four types of people. He said that the believer who recites the Quran is like an utrujja, which is something like an orange. And he said that this fruit, it tastes good, and it also smells good. So the believer who recites the Quran is like this orange, which tastes good and it also smells good. If you think about it, when you taste something sweet, then that taste is limited to you. That enjoyment is limited to you. You are the only one who experiences that sweetness, that flavor. And such is the case with the believer. The believer tastes the sweetness of faith in their heart. But then when it comes to the smell, the fragrance of this fruit, then everybody around you also benefits. So when a believer recites the Quran, they find joy in their hearts. And when they recite the Quran, then the people around them also benefit by listening to that recitation. Then the Prophet ﷺ said that the believer who does not recite the Quran, they believe in the Quran, but they do not recite it. Days go by and they don't even open the Mus'haf. They don't even open the Quran. The believer who does not recite the Quran is like a date fruit, which tastes good, but it doesn't have any fragrance. And such is this believer, that in their heart, they believe that yes, the Quran is the word of Allah. They believe that yes, the Quran is true. They believe that yes, it is the source of guidance. But the benefit they derive from the Quran is limited. They don't have any fragrance. So the people around them also don't benefit from them. Then the Prophet ﷺ said that the hypocrite who recites the Quran is like basil, which tastes bitter, but it has a beautiful fragrance. So there are people who don't have any faith in the Quran, who don't actually understand what the Quran is saying, who don't actually follow what the Quran is teaching, but they recite it very beautifully. So they're bitter, but their fragrance at least benefits those who are around them. And then finally, the Prophet ﷺ said that the wicked person, the sinful person that does not recite the Quran is like a colocynth. It's such a strange fruit that it's not consumed. It's so bad that it's not consumed. It doesn't taste good. It doesn't smell good. It's worthless. It's useless. And such are some people who neither find joy in following the Quran, nor do they find joy in the recitation of the Quran. And each of us should think about ourselves, that who am I? Am I the utruja, the fragrant, sweet, delicious fruit? Am I the date fruit? Am I the basil leaf? Or am I something so bitter, something that smells so bad, that it doesn't even deserve to be known? We all need to think about ourselves. So the Quran deserves that we reflect upon it, and then we also act upon it. Haqqul amal. Finally, the fifth right of the Quran is haqqul tabligh, that we also convey it. We also pass it on to others. The Prophet ﷺ said that khayrukum, the best among you, meaning the best of the believers, is who? What do you think? Khayrukum, the best of you. He said, man ta'allama al-Qur'ana wa'allamahu. The person who learns the Quran and teaches it. They learn the Quran, they benefit themselves, and then they don't keep that knowledge limited to themselves. Rather, they pass it on, they share it with others, because the Quran helped them. The Quran brought them out of darkness into light, and it continues to bring them out of darkness into light. So they cannot keep this treasure with themselves only. They share it with others. So khayrukum man ta'allama al-Qur'ana wa'allamahu. The best of you are those who learn the Quran and teach it. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that by Allah, if Allah guides even one person through you, even one person through you, then that is better for you than humrun na'im, than red camels of the highest breed. You might be wondering, why camels? Camels were a sign of wealth. Camels were a sign of affluence, of ease in life. So I want you to think about this, that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides even one person through you, that is better for you than the riches of this world. Five rights of the Quran. If we give them, then we benefit from the Quran. Haqqut tilawa, the right of recitation. Haqqul hifz, the right of memorization. Haqqut tadabbur, the right of reflection. Haqqul amal, the right that it be acted upon. And finally, haqqut tabligh, the right of the Quran that it should be passed on. This treasure should not be kept with ourselves. We must share it with others. Hasan al-Basri, rahimahullah, he said that there are three types of people who recite the Quran. The first type of person, he said, is the one who treats the Quran like a commodity. And so he takes this Quran, this recitation of the Quran, from city to city. Meaning, he goes to different places, recites the Quran, people are very impressed by his recitation, they give him money, and so the Quran for him is like a source of income. He said, the second type of people who recite the Quran are those who insist on its perfect recitation. But at the same time, they neglect the rules of the Quran. Meaning when it comes to the recitation, they're very, very obsessive that it must be recited perfectly, with absolute precision. But when it comes to actually acting upon the Quran, following the teachings of the Quran, then they neglect that. They don't care about what the Quran teaches. All they care about is how the Quran should be recited. Hasan al-Basri said, may Allah fill the graves with such people, and may the houses become empty of such people. He was so upset that there are people who don't care about the real purpose of the Quran. They have only made it into a song that is to be recited with perfection. And he said, finally, there's another type of people who recite the Quran. Those who recite it in the night, staying awake, sacrifice their sleep. Those who recite it during the day, becoming thirsty. And they recite it, they follow it. And so they inhibit, they control their desires. They transform themselves, they change themselves, they modify themselves according to the teachings of the Quran. He said they remain in their places of prayer, sitting on their knees in a humble position, learning the Quran, making dua, worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hasan al-Basri said, it is because of these people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protects us from our enemy. It is because of these people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends down rain upon us. And these people are more rare than the rarest kind of gold. And we need to become these kind of people. Those who recite the Quran the way it should be recited. Those who not just recite it, but they also follow it. Those who worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through this book. Those who make dua, who call upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that we become like that utrujja. Those who find joy in their personal lives and who are also a source of joy for the people who are around us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst the hamilul Quran, those who are the true carriers, the true bearers of the Quran. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst ahlullah. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, that amongst people there are some who are ahlullah wa khassatu. There are some people who are Allah's people. They are Allah's special servants. And when the companions asked that who are these people, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, they are the people of the Quran. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make the Quran a source of comfort for our hearts, a source of joy for us, a source of delight for us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make the Quran a source of comfort when we are sad, and a cause of removing our grief, our worry, when we are finding ourselves in that situation. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to truly benefit from this Quran, so that it continues to bring us out of darkness into light until we meet Him. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.